Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to be with our good friend Sam Norwood and reintroduce you to him. Sam is with us every month to bring us the outstanding Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. This is a report that he puts together from responses he gets from hundreds of business managers across the country who are running businesses not unlike yours and mine, out here on Main Street, duking it out, going best two falls out of three with the world and the marketplace, and telling him what's going on, how are things going, and he does that every month, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his work. Sam Norwood is senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, thanks for hanging out with us. Good to have you
sure.
back.
Happy to be here and to bring you what we interpret as sort of the boots on the ground view of what's going on.
For the most part, it looks pretty good. I see a couple of warts here, but basically, general business conditions are sort of a little bit optimistic. They're green arrows.
Well, they're more green than anything, and it's either flat or up on almost everything, and up just a little bit. Not much changed from last month, but here's the way to interpret those numbers and the arrows when people go to your site or mine and see this report. They will see a lot of green arrows, some yellow arrows side by side, one down red arrow. And what this means overall is that it's kind of flat with last month, but we're on an upward trend, so that when we're, and last month was a good increase from the prior month. So when we're doing the same as last month, it means we're actually making progress, getting toward recovery. However slowly, it's still up.
Well, and that's good news.
Well, it is. It's been a slow recovery.
This has been the slowest one in. I mean, I started studying recoveries and experiencing recoveries, recessions and recoveries in '69.
Yeah.
Sam, and that was the first one. I was in college.
Yeah.
And I got laid off. That's why one of the ways I remember it. And I've never seen one like this. And the only one to compare would be 81 and 83, because we had the double dip in those days. But we've avoided the double dip in the United States, but we've been, you know, we've had the first cousin do a double dip, and that's a slow, laborious recovery. And 3 years later, we still have not been able to get into any kind of an expansion. What do you think?
I think that's the case. And we will look back, I believe, assuming we are around, most of our listeners will be, we'll look back in a few years and see that this was a period of greater productivity increases than we are currently thinking that we're getting.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, when we went into, well, let's go back. We've been, for the past 20 years, and particularly the last 10 years, in a period of utilization of our capacities, but utilization of electronic communications capabilities that help us be more productive, both on the manufacturing floor,
right,
in the selling arena, in our process, in our handling of machineries, our chain of supply, and in every way, we're getting more productive. And
Go ahead.
Sorry, let me finish the thought here. What that means is that it's great in many ways. It helps hold down costs, but it also holds down employment.
Yeah.
And those two are in a race.
Well, they're almost, you know, I was going to say a war, not a race.
Well, that's
it's almost like the economy is in a conflict with the marketplace.
Well, but it's good. It has to be there to be able to compete worldwide,
right.
which is where our market is for all of us, virtually all of us.
Right.
And so we have to be making all the progress we can. Otherwise, we're going to get whipped.
Right.
And so it's good. It's necessary. It's going to happen regardless. The problem is, well, people need to be retrained, and we need to reinvent ourselves every few years to keep up with the changes that are going on.
Well, the thing we have right now, it seems to me, is we've got a combination of an economy that got into trouble, and that happened simultaneous with the advent of new innovations that have exacerbated the employment situation, as you indicated a minute ago.
Yeah.
And this is a moment in time, folks, that like the marketplace has never seen before. And we've got something new here. Quick break, 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.